Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. I'm the host with the host, I'm Cole. I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and not in pasties because she's a chicken shit, Miss Amanda.
Hey.
We're here to tantalate and titillate, and I was hoping so you'd see almost nibbles because sex sells, but that's okay. Maybe next week. I think
Do we even have any?
I think we do. I think the modesty is cute. Especially with what we're going to go do at Exotica, the modesty is so cute.
That makes me the innocent girl next door, right?
Until you have seven cocks in you.
Well, okay. But see, you don't have to dress like a slut to get cock.
No, you don't. But if you will dress like a slut so we get listeners and viewers, that's a different ballgame. That's keeping my pimp hand strong. I'm kidding.
If you listen on a podcast platform, you won't see me.
But if you tune into our YouTube channel and subscribe, you will. And that's what we want, because then we'll go viral.
Hold on, pause. Okay. Pasties at KSN? No, huh? I'm naked.
We could.
You saw that last year.
We could write your name in pasties or something, like put like something cute on your butt cheeks and let them get burnt with the pasties. So it'd be like, I don't know. I just made that up. Anyways, for those of you following along at home, because we're going to skip right past all the stupid shenanigans and go right into the show. This is season 6, episode 264. Had not changed the board, but I do remember. We want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors. We got a couple we're going to do now and a couple we're going to do midway through the show. First and foremost, hey, you know what? If you want a top quality sex toy, and I know you do, then go with the best. Forget the rest. Go with MotorBunny.com. Don't forget you can get an original MotorBunny or you can get the brand new Buck, which is really, really cool. We haven't got to break ours out yet to try it, but we've got one sitting there that you need to give that a try. You need to give it a ride, pumpkin. So check that out, MotorBunny.com.
Well, damn.
Let them know that Kazba sent you. Also, hey, you know what time of year it is?
Summer.
It's summertime, and what do you do during the summertime? You barbecue, that's right. Make your meat taste better than it ever has before by visiting our good friends at SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. They have the meat rubs that'll make you go, you can check out their hickory dust, lemon pepper, SBG, orange mango, habanero, or pineapple paradise. That's Swinger Own Company. Sport Swinger, Sport Local. They ship nationwide. SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. And finally, don't forget, you know what? We all like to have sex. We sure do. How do we like to do it? Sloppy and hard. That's the best way to do it. But not necessarily. But ideally, if it's done right, whether you like it soft, hard, or in somewhere in between, hopefully there's a wet spot. Now you don't have to sleep in the wet spot because you can visit our good friends at NoMoreWetSpots.com today and get your blanket that was designed to be machine washable, machine dryable, that was designed for bodily fluids and sexual intercourse. No crinkly sounds. And make sure when you go to NoMoreWetSpots.com, you make sure you put in full swap in the promo code and get your 10% discount today. So you got lots more we're going to talk about midway through the show. So, hey, look at this. We got people coming on all over the place. All over. Yep. Yeah. Oh, wow. We've got people that are actually live when we're here when we're live. Wow, that's awesome. New people listen. See, I put pasties out there and they come out of the woodwork. The crowd comes crawling. So, we had a great weekend this weekend. We had a lot of fun. We started on Thursday night. We do not have the new puppy in the studio with us because he's a puppy. And we love him. Oh, my God. So, but we did take him over to our friend's house and that has his brother, and they played.
While we celebrated his birthday.
Exactly. We had shots and the dogs wrestled with each other. And luckily, the first thing it was poop on the floor. That was awesome. Sorry about that. But he did enjoy that. But it has been fun with the puppy. So we started on Thursday night. We had some cocktails, some shots with our friends for his birthday, which then he had his birthday meet and greet on Saturday, which he left early. Yep, he's listening. I'm giving him crap. He left early, 11:30, in fact.
Toasty.
And he's a youngin'. So, anyways, but I know we had a great time over there and on Saturday and had some shots and had some drinks and had some fun. And there's some things that people did that made the podcast, because we have now found somebody that I'm going to get to a visit. They have featherless neck chickens or something. There's some type of chicken that they have no feathers. They look like they got a dick and balls, and that's their head. And we're allowed to come over and pet said chickens. They're domesticated, and so we can stroke their chicken.
You can stroke their chicken.
I am fucking giddy as fuck. I gotta tell you something. I'm really proud. Well, she sent me videos. I'm really proud of myself because I did something that I don't normally do. Because I'm kind of if you know me, you know I'm a horrible flirt. You know I'm total chicken when it comes to that, right? Completely. I'm never gonna go out of my comfort zone, especially sober, especially live in front of somebody, especially if I'm really interested. Because this girl was involved in a bit of a melee that you were involved in the week before, and I actually said, "Hey, I have to tell you this." You just have a beautiful pussy. and that's how the conversation started. And I'm really glad it did. And so at some point in time in the near future, the plan is to be petting her chickens. So, and here's what's funny. That's not even a metaphor for anything. But we did talk about, we're going to do some, we're going to go over at her house, at their house, because super cool couple, and we're going to do the clone of Willie. We're going to do Kasba.
We're going to do clone of Willie.
Yeah, okay. We're going to, but we're going to put Kasba down the side of mine. We're going to figure out how to get me hard to get it cloned for that. All I know, there's going to be Plaster of Paris, alphabet letters from the 70s, chickens, and hopefully other fun stuff, all tied up into one big evening. What could possibly go wrong? We're very excited. Just okay. Saying. So,
but Friday night we went out too.
Yeah, I was gonna say Friday night we went out. Went out to Moonshiners. Mm-hmm. A great crowd again. It's awesome. The crowd keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, right? And it's so much fun. And it's so cool. We had some other new people that hadn't been out for a while that were there. Mm-hmm. What is so awesome is it's growing and growing and growing and growing, and it's fun. And it's laid back, and it just kicks ass. So, we're not going to plaster Paris on the chickens. It'll be all on my penis.
It'll be in the mold.
Well, yeah, but my penis
will be. Well, I don't know if that's what they do.
You got to be hard first, and then you put it on, right? You put it in the putty. But we're gonna tape the letters, Kasba, the 70 letters, so that it'll be ribbed for her pleasure. Look, her and I have this all figured out. As is most of the time what happens when we meet up with couples. And I'm going to back up a second.
Wow.
We had a blast Friday night. Saturday night to me was a huge throwback night for us.
Yes.
Because, number one, the birthday boy and his wife and girlfriend did a great job. It was an awesome meet and greet. Mm-hmm. Which meant we had absolutely zero responsibilities other than to be participants.
Right.
Which for us is a ton of fun. Uh-huh. It was this old school, okay, we like to sport fuck.
Right.
Right? It was this old school, now we had already met this couple before, but
a couple times before.
We never got a chance to really sit down and talk with them and get to know them. Mm-hmm. And that's what we used to do all the time, before Kasba, before all this stuff, you know, that was, and we laughed on the way home. In normal situations, that would have been like, hey, do you want to go hit a hotel?
Yeah.
I mean, but it was, we were there probably 3 or 4 hours just sitting and talking with him and laughing and having fun. And it was so like it used to be. And I know for a lot of people that sounds stupid or lame, but for us, that's like a huge treat. Mm-hmm. Like it was, most of the people were out on the smoking deck.
Because it got hot.
And we it was awesome. It felt like 12 years ago. So it's very cool. But thank you to them putting on the event, because that obviously made it so we didn't have to do anything, and that was awesome. So that's what went on this weekend. So it was a damn fine weekend all the way through.
Agreed.
Damn fine weekend. Okay, so now we have a choice here. We can either get to the topic now. Which, where are we at? We're just 10 minutes in. We can get to start the topic now, or we can talk about. Well, should we do the topic first?
Well, I don't even know what the topic is.
You never do. I don't tell you ahead of time because why? Why?
I forget.
Exactly. There we go. Well, it's not your fault. The puppy. We were doing so good all day today. We had no accidents during the day until people started to come home, and apparently. I thought I'd cleaned everything up when the puppy had made an accident, but I missed one turd that she found when she all of a sudden yelped as she stepped on said turd to get socks on. So, it kind of threw any of conversation about what was gonna, we were going to talk about out the window. He did really good today. I mean, other than that. So, we'll do better. Anyways, so we'll start with the top and then we'll go from there.
Sure.
Okay, so this has come up a ton recently, both talking to people live and in person.
Okay.
And online and getting some feedback from people as well. Okay, so because one of the big things we're hearing, I'm hearing a lot again, is people talk about, hey, it's so awesome. You guys will tackle the non-sexy topics, you know, because it's not just about fucking people or just not sex. There's more to it than that, right? So the topic that has come up multiple times, and I think this is another thing of coming out of COVID, coming out, getting back out alive, is cases of the feels.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the question that I got asked was, well, they actually, they asked the question directly was how you could have been hooking up with somebody for as long as you have, a friend's benefit, and you didn't have a case of the feels with pedals, right? But then in turn, they expanded upon that, which was, are you concerned? How do you guys deal with that? Were you concerned about their becoming feelings? How do you deal with that? Feelings in general, basically feelings scare people. It is the overall thing. So I thought, well, we kind of need to talk about it because it is a real thing. Just a little bit. First, though, Cody, we sold 46 of our Swinging Pineapple shots Saturday, which was awesome because for each shot, they donated $1 to Casma Cares. So that's awesome. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate that very much. So, mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't want to talk about feels with you and pedals because that's a totally different ball game. I mean, that relationship is as purely sexually driven as anything I've seen in my adult life. Mm-hmm. I mean, even before, and I'm not saying that in any way negative way, but even before we were together, I mean, there were girls that I hooked up with a couple times that was just about the sex. I mean, total, you know, booty calls. This is like the ultimate longest term booty call scenario. I mean, it's there's no feelings with a booty call. It just, yeah. So that's a totally weird thing. But I want to talk about feels in general because, well, first of all, do you, as a woman, take out of our relationship, or think back to when we first started, was feelings of fear for you? And I'm going to, let me, one other thing, while you're thinking about your answer. When we first started, we were naive on a lot of things. But one of the things that we believed a lot was that, if people, we didn't understand poly at all. Our thought was, if you were in a poly thing, that meant your actual marriage relationship was missing something. We have since, well, I mean, we did. We didn't understand the concept.
Right.
And we have since obviously grown past that. So, not with that as a background, were you ever concerned about actual just feels in general?
No.
You are the only woman. I seriously love asking you these questions because God's honest truth, I sometimes think that you're more of a dude when it comes to this shit than I am.
No. Now,
are you sure?
Yes.
Have you had your testosterone today?
Yes. I have it every day. The first threesome, she was trying to work her way in.
Right.
Was I afraid that you were going to get feelings? No, but I didn't trust her as to not try to snag you or try to get you to think a different way.
Right.
There's that. But I knew I could.
But you were never, okay, so, but not a specific, just generally, you were never worried about.
No, it was just sex.
Getting feelings.
You said to me when we started, it's just sex, Amanda. It's just an action. It's not.
It's a verb. If basketball was called sex,
that's all it is. It's just sex. Okay.
And here's what's funny. I said that. I believe that. I truly believe that. until the first time we hooked up. And then the first time we hooked up, it was like, then all of a sudden there was like all this stuff. Obviously I've always had higher estrogen than you. This is why I say it. This is more like I'm the chicken, you're the dude in stereotypical roles, because like you've never been one to get feels and all that kind of shit. You're like, can just shut it off. You can just go straight to slut mode, which is awesome. No, it's not a bad thing.
It's just doing something with somebody else. If it's fun, you go for more. You know, but there's... over time, it probably could develop.
Right. It takes me, like, to stick my dick in twice, and I'm pretty much there. I mean, kinda.
Serious, just twice?
It.
We've fucked a couple of different couples more than twice. Several different couples.
To me, it's a totally different ball game playing as couples and playing as singles.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Very much so.
Because you don't focus one-on-one.
Maybe I'm hyper-tuned to that concept, so it's in my brain of being aware so that it's not going to sneak up on me, like, feelings! You know, I'm not going to let it sneak up on me, so I'm hyper aware of it.
Okay.
Right? Plus, you and I text ahead of time completely different. And so, okay, so I'll give the example of the one
gal. I'm like, what are you referring to?
One gal where we made an agreement that we would not tell each other what we liked or didn't like.
Okay.
Like, you know, usually like, what's your favorite position? What's this? What's that? We made the agreement that we were not going to talk about that at all. So that it would literally be, we were going to explore and find it when we hooked up.
Okay.
So the whole time, we're just flirting and talking, and it's sexually charged, but with a degree of mystery, right? The whole nine yards. And God's honest truth, when she pulled up to the parking lot, how my jeans weren't ripped into, I have no fucking idea. And came out, gave each other a hug, gave each other a peck, and she instantly flushed. And she's like, we need to get inside. And I'm like, yep. And that door of that hotel had not even closed. It was like, and shit's flying off. And because it had built up, there'd been so much buildup to it. That you don't flirt that way. You don't do that ahead of time.
No.
So there's an emotional, like,
my texts aren't sexting because I suck at that. I do. My flirting is, I'll send you a picture. That's my flirting. I don't.
Is this a sign thing?
Doesn't talk about what's your favorite position. What would you let? What do you want to do? What's your ideal situation? None of that.
If I did that, it would be less sexually charged. I don't even do. That's the problem. Okay, you always say I can write for Hallmark. Like, yeah, no. When I start talking, it's like I don't even know. It just.
Sometimes.
Is it a Leo thing?
Okay.
Is it a Leo versus a Gemini thing?
It could be, but here, let me give you my...
Okay, wait a minute. Michael was Amanda flirting. She shows up. You cast. Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've known to crawl on a lap or two. sometimes how I feel sexting is sexting is just telling a story and each person gets to... You take turns of who's going to fill in the book.
Oh God, no! We need.
That's what it is to me.
We need to offer a glass.
So it's just like I don't think of, you know. Oh, I can't wait to get you in there. I'm gonna strip your clothes off. I'm gonna suck your dick.
No, I
wasn't.
No, no. See, that's the problem. Most people do sex though. That's the problem. No,
one time when that girlfriend you had, she was talking to me and she goes, "Well, this is how I respond." I'm like, "How the fuck did you come up with that?" I'm like, "I can't come up with that."
This is, but see, that's I think this is why I'm so hyper aware of the relationship, because I can build it in my own, because it's real. It's coming from here. It's coming from the heart.
And I think a lot of guys just tell a story.
And I'm sitting there, you know, I can't wait. So until like second, it'll be like, you know, even when I come behind you and start to nibble on your neck and softly breathe into your ear, smell your perfume.
You don't do that to me, asshole.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where it's like, it's not like, I mean, it gets to that, I'm going to fucking ram you on that, but it doesn't start anywhere close to that.
Wow.
But that's, wait a minute, that's totally different. My thing is that because of how I flirt.
You got off topic? What?
Because of how I flirt, I am super aware of the possibility of feelings, and so I'm hyper in tune with it. Because I know me, and I know that a chicken girl, that's what we're going to call her, we're going to call her chicken girl, okay, and not in a bad way, her and I connected. Think of this, most time when
because
we're with couples.
Because y'all's personalities are alike.
Right, and what the thing is, when that happens, like, then I'm, and they are too, we're writing the same thing, and we can fucking, it insta fucking fireworks type thing, and could easily, how many times did it take before you and I were together? Seriously. How much time did it take before you and I, whether, not before you and I admitted it to each other, how long did it take before you and I both knew how many hours, days, weeks that we both knew we were meant for each other? Don't answer that. Here's what we're going to do. What we're going to do right now. Oh, my fucking God. What we're going to do right now, okay, for those of you watching, you'll see this. You turn that way. I'm going to turn the other way. Hold up in your hands how many, whatever you think it was, be how long, then we're going to turn the face camera.
Well, what?
How, whether it be days, hours, weeks, months, whatever, how long you think it took before you knew, you felt like we were together, we were right for each other. You ready?
Are we giving it in days or hours?
That's up to you. On the count of three, we're going to turn it on face camera and tell. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Within 5 hours of meeting you, I was hooked. How long for you?
I was on three.
So knowing that about us, right? Knowing that about us, part of that is because we were meant to be, blah 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 blah. But part of that is that's my personality. So I'm hyper aware of the ease at which I get butterflied, or the ease at which I get enamored, or I get whatever. You want to jump it now? Now I don't even know where this is going at this point in time.
I don't know, because talking about feelings.
So, but because of that, so playing as, when we played as a couple, I wasn't concerned about it, because no, it wasn't the one-on-one. You didn't have the one-on-one connection, okay. Right? You didn't, because that's a different, for me, that's a different connection than when we play as a couple. I don't know. Is it for you? Is it the same type of connection, whether we're playing as a couple or individually?
Same.
I swear to God, you should have a bigger dick than I do. I
can put on more testosterone, watch my click.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you feel like you, this is a completely honest question, and this is not in the feels now, this is just because I'm just curious. Do you feel like you can relate to most women in the lifestyle? Wow, that's an awkward side of it.
Well, I don't know how every woman thinks. I think as far...
Nobody does. Just kidding. Don't send the hate mail. Just kidding.
There's... I think when it comes to feelings and no feelings, I think it's 50-50.
What do you mean? 50-50? 50, half the girls feel like you do, half the girls don't?
Mm-hmm.
I think you are fucking high as a kite. I think you are high.
I don't think so.
You don't, do you, you're not one that feels like you connect better with guys than you do with girls.
Huh?
In the lifestyle, do you feel like you connect better with guys than girls?
What do you mean? Mentally? Physically?
Well.
Attraction?
Mentally. Do you feel like you connect better with men or women in the lifestyle? Do women seem catty and annoying to you, or do you feel like you fit in?
Because I'm about 50.
The reason I ask is because as we're having a discussion about feelings, it is unique because as I'm sitting there listening to you, you sound more like a dude. Or stereotypical version of a guy with, you know, what most people think that every guy, no guy has feelings that can just be like, you know, just a dick, type thing.
There are some girls that think that.
Well, Ryan, I'm not saying there's anything. You're not wrong in any way, shape, or form. I'm just trying to get
an understanding. Come across as like a bitch.
No, not in the least. No, I'm just trying to so that people understand your perspective, because, maybe it's again the personality thing. I'm going to click with people that might like me and personality wise, and so they're going to have feeling. They're going to think about feelings more the same way I do.
That could be.
So you're never concerned about, like, me getting a case of the feels. I know you're not concerned about me leaving you, but here's the thing. Feelings, part of the problem is people make the mistake of believing, in my opinion, make the mistake of believing that if you get feelings for or fall in love or whatever, that means it's going to ruin your marriage or ruin your relationship.
As long as your feelings are stronger for me than another person, we're good.
Do you believe that you can love multiple people but love them differently? That, yes. There's different types of love.
Very much so.
Okay, and I think that's a huge part of it. We've
talked about that before.
My thing with the part of the reason why I want to talk about this is I think there's I don't think it's good to take when the human experience is you're going to have feelings, right? You're going to have feelings. You're going to, whether they,
there's some feelings on some level or another.
You and Petals have a relationship. It's not its own special.
8 months in, there was some form of feelings. I wouldn't call it love. I wouldn't call it distaste. There was some form of a feeling, but our personalities don't mesh.
Right.
So, hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
No.
Because it has gone the opposite direction a little bit, but he's a good fuck. So it's only
strictly the connection is completely sexual. Physical. Mm-hmm. The thing is, and Shannon put, there takes a very consistent communication between all involved. Absolutely. The thing, even though it's not a traditional relationship or what some people what we think of a relationship, you still have a relationship. When you have an interaction with another human, you have a form of a relationship. You and Petals have a relationship that is 100% a physical relationship. Mm-hmm. End of story. There are people that you can have a 100% mental or emotional relationship with that have no desire physical, but mm-hmm. and that's... that's okay, but I think what happens is when people talk about feelings, they automatically jump to the part where it means you can only love one, so you are replacing. So if you and I were just, we weren't married, right? We're each married somewhere else. And we fell in love, it's like most people go, oh, well, that means you're trading your spouses for each other. That's not necessarily the case. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the why talking about feelings is so important. Because if you try to hide it or bury it, mm-hmm. nothing good ever happens. Because because we're talking about communication, right? One, if you try to hide or bury, you try to hide that you have feelings for somebody else. Mm-hmm. You and I are soulmates. Mm-hmm. You're going to pick up that something's not right. You may not know exactly what it is, but you're going to go, something's off. Something's not right. There's something. And most married couples are like that. Now it's changing from a situation of dealing with feelings to dealing with lying. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have the honest thing to say, I have an emotional attachment here. If you can talk about
There's some people that become in denial.
Yes.
You went through a bout of that.
I went through horrible.
Everybody around you
knew.
Knew, but you didn't.
I wasn't. So Shannon, my relationship with a certain individual grew out of just having fun together and thoroughly enjoying each other. Michael, I have feelings for Amanda, but not those kind of feelings, just good friend feelings. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Then feelings grew for each other, and we discussed at length between each other and my wife. That was Shannon. And part of right there is the key. Both of those, Michael's and Shannon's. One is to understand what your feelings are, mm-hmm. which sometimes you need to be open to discuss, because there are times that you and I can have that discussion because I can't put my finger on what I'm feeling, or you can't put your finger on exactly what you're feeling. So when we discuss it together, then we can figure it out, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But if we hide it, then that's a problem. But as Shannon then said, the other thing is they figured it out, and then they had discussions. They talked about it with all the parties involved, mm-hmm. which is important. Lisa, I'm one that can't fuck just anyone. I have to have a connection that's more than just physical. Does that mean I love them? ? As a friend, maybe, but never like I love my spouse. Exactly, and I think that's the part that people are afraid of. So when we had the poly experience, mm-hmm. the reality of it was that experience failed because we didn't do exactly what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. We didn't acknowledge. Everybody tried to, not so much you. I mean, to a degree, because you could have spoke up too, but everybody tried to push what we were all feeling down. We're just going to ignore it like it's not really happening. We never discussed it. We never understood it. And it was like this. We're all afraid we're just not going to touch it so then it doesn't happen, which in turn ends poorly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it ends the way it's supposed to end, whatever, but it's stupid. And I think that in the lifestyle, the problem that's happening, especially as you see more and more and more people having poly. Poly's kind of the in thing to have to a degree, mm-hmm. or have boyfriends and girlfriends. And it almost seems like, and I know this is totally unscientific, just from what we hear and see, your relationship, like with Petals, is almost more the rarity. When we first started, that would have been more the norm. And now it's kind of role reversal a little bit. But if you don't talk about it, it will fuck up your, it can fuck up, well, not as it will, but it can fuck up your real relationship mm-hmm. out there. I don't know, do you ever, I don't know what I want to say with this. Do you, when we first got in, we did not believe that you could love more than one person. We didn't believe that.
Right.
Right. What, for you, where did it change? Before you answer that, we're going to do a mid-roll. So you ponder that for a second, okay? So what's the question?
When did it change?
Yeah, what caused it change? Why, she's thinking about that. Hey, also, don't forget, you know what? Don't take your safety for granted when you go out, or the safety of people you love. Get a My Cup condom today. Make sure that you're not a statistic when you know that 1 in 4 people have been drugged without their knowledge at a party. My Cup condom. Check them out today. Go to mycupcondom.com/discount/CASBA10. Get your discount. And if you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the lifestyle, make sure that you make it a habit each and every month to read your new edition of ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. Check them out today. You still have till the end of this month, till the couple days after the show releases, to vote twice a day for the ASN Lifestyle Magazine Awards.
It ends Friday.
You can vote for us in for Best Retail Business, Full Swap Shop, Best Supporting Lifestyle Business, Full Swap Radio, and Best Expo, Trade Show, or Convention Crazy Winter Nights. So check them out today. Okay, I want to make sure I got everything. Make sure I get all my business stuff taken care of. Got to handle. Okay, so when did it change for you, or did your thinking change? When did you become more open-minded to that concept?
I don't know.
So was, would you say it's
probably
more
probably around the poly thing.
But would you say it was more of just a natural, it just
natural progression, yeah.
Okay. Lisa, okay, I'll throw myself under the bus here. Yes, I've caught feelings for a friend's benefit before, but I was always in discussion with Bob about it. That's when we realized I could love more than him, but just in a different way. Mm-hmm. Again, and there's the key, talking about it. Mm-hmm. I really, not so that it would have worked or continued going, but I wish we would have been more mature or ready to handle the poly thing that we could have had those discussions, mm-hmm. just because I think that it in turn, it put like a cloud over the relationship. It put a stress level.
I was going to say you could feel it.
It put a tension that didn't need to be there.
Right.
And I wish for that part of it, it could be gone. And that's the part that why I like doing a show like this, because honestly, if someone listens to this and look, the hardest discussion you're ever going to have is saying, hey, I want to fuck somebody different. Okay. You've gotten past that. That's it. You got past the hard stuff. Mm-hmm. Really sitting down and talking with somebody that you care about and saying, hey, we got to talk about this. I'm confused, whatever. Or I don't know, or I want you to know. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it, is willing to admit. It's like we're supposed to already have figured it out. Like, being confused about love, that's a high school thing, puppy love thing. No, that's an entire life thing, especially when you do what we do.
Yeah, but you talk to somebody else and you can sort out your feelings.
Right. Somebody, and honestly, your significant other is going to appreciate the fact, if you want to talk about reconnecting to your relationship and recommitting to your relationship, that's the ultimate recommitting, because you're trusting the person that you love the most to be able to help you sort through that. Cody, I love both Amanda and Angel, and it's a lot, but this is a different kind of love. Even if I'm in love with both of them, it's still different, and they both understand. Exactly. And there's the other key point. They both understand. Everybody involved is on the same page. Mm-hmm. The sad part with this stuff, 90% of my lifestyle, we make it more difficult because we overthink it versus talking about it.
You very much. 100%.
And I'm 100% guilty of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still learning. Okay, well, so I always laugh. We always crack jokes about how I always expose all this shit on this show. And honestly, this show is like, to me, it's more like us having a conversation. So there's been things I brought up on the show that you didn't know I was going to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But because I'm learning how to open up and talk about those things. And it's almost funny, you look back at all the things that maybe opportunities we missed or whatever, because just getting out of your own way and quit being afraid. I've never been afraid to tell you anything or ask or do anything with you our entire for 31 years. And I'm hoping the same vice versa. So to talk about feelings shouldn't be any different.
Right.
Okay, wait a minute. Leanne and I celebrate 17 years of marriage this Saturday. Congratulations, July 1st. Our communication is truly at an amazing level, and we realize we can actually love more than just each other. Absolutely. Shane, how do either or both of you define the line where playmate intimacy ends and romantic intimacy begins? And when did the two of you first start talking about this part of your relationship when it comes to non-monogamy? That's an awesome question. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
You
make sure I understood it correctly.
Okay, so
comprehended it.
The defining the line, it was actually easier to define the line between playmate and romantic when I first got started.
Okay.
Because, for me, it was like straight set limits. It was very physical things. Like the first time I thought, you know, when we used to get in fucking, I'd still be inside, we'd talk sometimes, you know. And so I thought he did that to you, and I was like, you can't do that. Or the time when I called the girl baby and you're like, you can't do that. It was very easy to go, but it was almost, I won't say immature, but kind of. As we've gone through now, especially where we play alone a lot, that line is a very gray line. It's a very gray area, and a lot of times it's a gut feel. A lot of times it's, I don't know if it went over the line. I don't know. And when I say that, I don't know if I'm okay with that I went too far or if you went too far. But the difference is now, I have no problem going, I don't know how I feel about this. So it's not so much set in stone like it used to be. Mm-hmm. Because our relationship is different now too. It's stronger than it's ever been, but it's still different. And when I think we really started talking about it more in depth when we started to play alone. When we played as a couple, it was kind of easy because we were both there. We were both seeing the exact same thing. So, you know, you could see if something caused me to cringe, or I could see if something caused you to cringe, or well, you know, when this happened, we were both there. When we play alone, and sometimes I hate it. To this day, there's times I hate it when we play alone because I'm not there to see it, or you're not there to see it. And so it becomes it's a judgment call. Like, if there wasn't trust, it wouldn't work, because the reality is I could be fucking somebody doing whatever, and I could be breaking every fucking rule that we've ever had. And ultimately, you have no way to know.
You'd never do it.
I wouldn't.
I know.
But there's times that, and there's times that, that you know, you it's more self-policing. And it's more emotional. That's why I say you have to be very emotionally ready to play alone. Sorry, it was a long answer, man. It's better on podcasts if you say words. So they hear that. I'm throwing that out there, whatever.
When I first noted... Well, okay. So bringing up playing separate. Mm-hmm. I know... by your vibe and how you act, if you have more a deeper connection with certain people. There are certain people you've hooked up with one-on-one, and it is just sex.
Primal sex.
Not even just that. There's other people.
Right.
I know. It's just sex.
Yeah. 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 I don't have to tell you shit.
When you had the poly one, you could see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I tried to, in my mind, I was like, it didn't show.
And you were like, no, it's, you know, no.
Uh-huh.
Where the line is seriously, it's feelings. It yeah. really is. And you can pick that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I haven't had a deeper connection with somebody to know where it turns into... more of a romantic.
That's what's so scary for me about an overnight.
Why?
Okay, so the preface that everybody has to understand with this, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be logical to be valid. Right? And you know that. I'm just saying for people listening. There is the potential or the possibility in my mind that you're taking it somewhere, it's new, it's different, and like anything, we always say, you can't unsuck that dick, and this is the same thing. Once that Pandora's box is open, you can't take it back. And what's funny is, the first time we played alone, you were totally on board, you were totally okay, you had no desire to play with the girl, you knew that her and I had an incredible sexual tension. I mean, insane sexual tension. And the sex that night proved how much of a sexual tension we had. And you were just fine with having no desire. I walked out of there. And we had agreed, you know, it's calling you on the way home, right? And I felt guilty as fuck. And you had done, the key here, everybody listen, she'd done nothing but been supportive all the way through. There was every part of it. But it was a mind fuck. So when it comes to spending the night, doing it overnight, I've had the opportunity that I could have done on last weekend. And I said no. And I flat out told the person, one, I'm not doing one until you do one first. Okay? Let's just call it what it is. That's immature as fuck. Okay? But that's always, I've always been that way. I said before we were ever swingers, I wanted to have a threesome. I always wanted to have two girls, but I thought it was bullshit. All these guys are like, well, I want two girls, but I'm not going to be with another guy. I'm like, that's not fair. Mm-hmm. And our first threesome, I always said it was going to be me and another guy fucking you. And we, and that's exactly the way it was first. And that's, to me, it should be. And the same with this. It's like, I, that degree of like, there's part of the immature part going, if you do it first, then I know you can't be mad at me. But by the same token, I'm honestly going to sit here and I'm going to admit to you right now that the first time you do an overnight, as much as I will be 100% okay with it, because I am, I will not sleep that whole fucking night worth of shit. I will be fucking, I will be working on shit just to keep myself busy and occupied, and that night will be the longest, slowest night of my life. And again, let me reiterate, I will be 100% okay with it. I know you're not going to leave me. I know that's not, you're going to call and go, guess what? I'm not coming back. You keep the dogs and the kid. You're not going to do that. But it's, you're doing things more than just sex. Even though, most likely, you and I both know, when we do our first overnight with somebody else,
it's going to be a fucking slumber party.
It's going to, what it's going to be is talking. What it's going to be is watching a movie, fucking, sitting around talking, start fucking again. What it's going to be is a whole lot of sex is what it's going to be.
Duh.
But in the mind's eye, you know,
You're cuddling
and telling them what you love and care. And the thing is that that's when, Shane, when you ask about that line, that's that whole thing. It's no longer hard set because, honest to God, I'm 100% okay with it. It wouldn't happen if we weren't okay with it. We're to the point we're okay with it, mm-hmm. but you still got to go through it. Mm-hmm. And then there may be things that we find and go, here's the deal, an overnight's okay. No, you don't need, it's like the kid's slumber party, and they stay till 3 o'clock the next day. No, you can come on home and get to... I mean,
expect breakfast in bed first, damn it.
I expect donuts brought here. But I'm just saying, I mean, the thing is it, I mean, it, there will be new rules that we will find that we're okay with. Brian put, the non-believers and people outside of the lifestyle and society also make it hard. People will always say you're doing wrong or living a bad life, but you have to be you and live your life how you choose and follow your heart. Have fun and laugh and love because life is too short. Respect and appreciate the lifestyle and everyone around you. Absolutely. Very much so. Cole is the same way. The first time Mario had an overnight. I don't think there's a way to avoid it.
No. You have to face it first.
Will be the question. Because Miss, I can just shut it off and not give a fuck. Not to mention the, I'm trying not to say fuck so much, but not carry. By the same token, you also go to bed way early and can sleep through anything. So the thing is, will it... obviously, you don't know for sure. We don't know. You don't know how you're going to deal with it until it happens. Do you think it will bother you at all?
What, when you do one?
Yeah. Well, I know you won't care when you're doing one. I'll feel bad when I'm doing it, but you won't care. Heartless girl. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll be just fine.
So I'm telling you, swear to God, you're a guy. I swear you're like a guy of our age.
I will turn on a movie and pass out like I do every fucking night. Yeah, I might wake up and go, oh yeah, he's not here. And then roll back over and go back to sleep.
Wow.
I'll have a dog next to me. I married her because
she's so heartfelt and loving and caring. It's what I found most attractive about her. It's how deeply she loves. Actually, I have to give you shit on this because it's really funny to say this. One time I said you were hounding me about snoring, and I said, you know, someday I'm going to be dead, and you're going to miss that sound of me beside you. And she turned and looked at me with ice in her veins and go, no, I'll just sleep really good. I'm like, love you too, Pumpkin. Love you too. Lisa, it took a whole lot of trust on Bob's part to let me go to KSN with a guy friend since Bob couldn't go. There was a lot of communication, and in the end, it was a learning experience for us both. Absolutely. Part of what makes a life so fun is learning the stuff. Mm-hmm. Shane, thank you for taking time to answer the question. I hope we actually answered it, Shane. I don't know if we did a good job of answering it or not. But that's the... Probably the sex is the easiest part of the lifestyle. That's why I think it's so funny every show does just about sex. That's the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the coolest parts of the lifestyle. When you first get in the lifestyle, one of the coolest part of the lifestyle is the sex. Because you're doing stuff like that you, especially if you're married, you didn't think you were going to be doing, or you could be doing, or people you could be doing, and you're going to be doing things with people you didn't think you could do, and then you're doing things with groups of people you didn't think you could do, and and the sex is the is like, initially, that's like Shazam. That's the, as you go through, to me, the growth process has become one of the coolest parts of the lifestyle now, as we go through, because even 13 years in, you still, when we do new things, we challenge ourselves. We challenge our relationship. We challenge each other. We build on the trust that we have, because if you're not trusting enough, okay, I'm going to make a horrible reference here. This is the whole submarine thing. All it takes is one little crack and it implodes. And that's what happens in a relationship. That's the truth. Either it's solid on trust, or it's not. And if you don't know, then you are not ready to go down that path. Because if you do, bad things can happen. That's just the way that is. Dan, when I let Rachel do an overnight, I trust her that she would make the right choices. If anything bad happens, to let me know about them. And there's the other part of the challenge of the lifestyle. You start to play alone and up the game, which is, you, I'm not there to protect you, and not necessarily you need it. And quite honestly, vice versa, because let's not kid ourselves. There are women out there that are predatory as hell.
Yeah.
And it may not be physically. Look, you may have a hard time physically overpowering me as a woman. I'm not making any snide comment. I'm just saying, I'm a 6 foot, 289 pound man. You may have a hard time overpowering me. Doesn't mean you can't be predatory mentally and wreak havoc. A little bit. I just
some have tried.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Look, here's the cool thing about this whole lifestyle and this growth and feelings and all the rest. It's just like KSN in August for my birthday. Look, there's a potential to have something I've never done. The most at a party one time, I think, in one evening that I hooked up with was like three girls in one night at a party. You've done more than that. dirty girl. There's a potential for me to disappoint seven or eight girls.
Oh, quit weekend. Saying it like
it's
that.
It's funny and you know it. No, there's a potential. Well, what's interesting about that is that actually pushes me out of my I want to. Okay, let's start there. I absolutely am all in. But it also absolutely pushes me out of my comfort zone a little bit. Do you know why? You've got this look. You've got the puppy look in your eye like, what? Because there's a degree. Let's just say hypothetically that it works out that I would be able to, the times and everything that would work out that way. In the past, like, part of it is that, you know, then you're talking afterwards and, you know, and just, You're all caged in the same campground for a full weekend. So it's just, you know, there's like this leisure, like talking and the personality part that is important to me and what I do. Well, if you do the math and you do the numbers, it's going to be like, gotta go. I mean, and for
that's
me.
That's because you talk a lot.
Not when I have sex, I don't.
Well, after. Before and after? So afterwards, nothing. It's like put clothes on and say, hey, we got to go. I got to go entertain.
Before nothing. No, we don't. No.
Someone else is up next. Get the fuck out.
Leave your number on the table. Next up. No, I think I need to figure out how to get them all together and reverse gangbang. No, just like that. Loud. But
there you go.
But no, ahead of time, no. We don't. I don't talk.
Wow.
We said that. I've been on the side. We don't. It's like, let's. We all know why
then
we're
why
here.
Then why do you think you can't do it?
Well, I'm not really good at like. look at the time. Gotta go. Boot, boot. I mean, that's just not me. And not that I would, anyways. And it's not like I'm
fake
like,
an orgasm. Say, ooh, shot blanks. Okay, time for the next.
No. And now they're gonna listen and be like, and now Cole's gonna have sex with no people at KSN. No, it's just. I've never been, well, one, I've always been able to justify not worrying about it because it's my event. So, whatever, but it's set up more, and we're at a point with this one that runs smooth, and that opportunities present itself. And it's my birthday, so mm-hmm. got to do it before I get too old, before things fall off. So, but it's just, it's still about growth and learning. It's still about, everything about this is still about growing and growth and personal achievements and advancements. Not achievements, but... Achievements? Not achievements, but
ooh,
I mean...
Did you get an award for that?
No, it's not about achievement. That sounds horrible. I'm just saying... Now they're going to listen to me like, what? No, I'm not actually going to... I'm not... That's not the plan of, like, to just go on a sex spree. I'm just saying that because of how I am... You going to stay awake there for this part?
Yeah.
Because of how I am, it's like a... It forces me to do something different, and which is good. That's what it's all about. And it could be that I'll just run around and nothing will happen. Who needs Connor Willie if Cole's gonna fall off? I'm just saying.
As Cole laughed at that. Who needs to clone a Willy if Colt is going to fall off anyway?
No. We're going to... Look, here's the thing.
That's funny.
We're going to take an offer up for sale. We'll see. That was one of the things we were joking about. We'd have, like, Casba penises for sale. If I was bigger, it'd be one. That'd be awesome, but just saying, you know.
Okay.
Nobody wants a little paperweight. All
whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
Wow, what a great show. Gotta go, folks.
Anywho.
Just saying. And I'm not just on a mission to just screw it, KSN. Anyways, it's not what I do.
Yeah, if it happens, it happens.
If we all want to coordinate and do a reverse gangbang, I'm sure we can make something work out.
I'm going to strap your butt in the swing.
No, you're not. Because I'm going to have a corner. No, because here's the thing. Unless you bring Vicks to plug up my nose,
I
will be able to figure out every
thanks
girl.
Thanks for the idea.
Won't happen. A, you're not strapping me down anyway. Look, the last time they shackled me up to something, that is, yes, it will be a kill to my very much so. But no, we're not, no. But you know, power of sniff. I will.
That's, you know how bad that sounds, right?
No, they're perfumes and stuff.
Okay. He knows you by your
awesome.
Hair products. He knows you by perfume,
your
cologne.
Perfume and cologne and yep.
Laundry
yep.
detergent. Yep. He's kind of scary when it comes to that.
I don't forget.
No, he doesn't forget.
And some of the girls that are there know that they have ones that I really, really like. And I can usually pick them up, like, from a distance. There's a couple people, one that was listening earlier that I can tell her, what I can pick up hers when she's, just comes in the same room. I can have a blindfold on if she's in the room. But same with you, same with a couple other people. One of them that had me tied up last year, that was helping when I was tied up. I can pick hers out when she walks in the room. Mm-hmm. One good, yep, just saying, it's a gift. What's your superpower? Here's what's so funny.
Sniffing
here's what's
people.
So funny. It's adult shit. It's porn stuff. It's all that, right? I would be happy to give up. If we could take the power of the nose and, like, my dick. But instead, I don't know if it'll work, but I can sniff you out. Great. I'm, like, part bloodhound. Great. What's your job? I can find you. Going around sniffing people. That's weird. It's nose porn. I've got nose porn. That's awesome.
Could be.
Now people are like, we're not coming. We're not going to. So, I like to see that. We got people going, count me in for a gangbang. So, all right. Well, if we want to schedule a reverse gangbang, we can certainly figure that out. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. Interesting. Just saying. Actually, I was wrong. It's 9. So there we go. Okay. So... We need to go now. Shout out again to our sponsors. I'm going to run through the whole list of them really, really quick. MotorBunny.com, ASN Lifestyle Magazine.com, Smoking Meats, BBQ Treats.com, NoMoreWetSpots.com, and MyCupCondom.com. Check them out. All great companies. We only work with top quality companies. So please, please support our sponsors. It really does mean a lot to us that folks support them as they support us. Also, don't forget, if you are not already a member, to please sign up for Miss Amanda's OnlyFans. That would be Miss Amanda Casbah. There is new content. There's some from the last KSN. And there's new content going to be coming very, very soon from everything we're doing in July. And we're excited to have you. Also, check out Full Swap Radio this week. I'm going to be doing some lives during the week as I'm practicing for some stuff. So you can hear our shows and hear some lives there. So, again, thank you so very much for tuning in. We do sincerely appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at TruthCrazy. You can send us emails at crazy.casba@gmail.com. You can still get tickets for KSN in August 4th through the 6th. My birthday, the best fucking time of the year. Best freaking time of the year. Don't work on that. You go to crazycasba.com. So we can't wait to see y'all. So, doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever will, Casba style, out.
Bye.